Welcome back, friends. Father Prevost's experiences lived in Peru. It's a lived response. It's his pastoral ministry. Peru was more than a mission field for Robert Prevost. It was a crucible where spiritual reality, beauty, danger, and the miraculous all pressed upon a man formed to be a shepherd. As friends on this journey, we can walk through three moments from his Peruvian life, some ordinary, some that verge on supernatural, and see what they tell us about Pope Leo XIV. The Eucharistic miracle in Etain. One of the most striking supernatural markers in his ministry was his promotion of the Eucharistic miracle of Etain. For centuries, the faithful in Etain had believed that in a consecrated host, Christ made himself visibly present in a miraculous manner. Over 370 years, there has been continuous devotion. In 2019, then Bishop Prevost officially presented to the Vatican a dossier, more than 20,000 testimonies, seeking formal recognition of the miracle. He described the devotion as an expression of popular faith that must be respected and fostered. The resonance of this event is not about spectacle, but about holiness, history, faith, and the longing for Christ in the Eucharist meeting, in the Eucharistic meeting, in the lives of ordinary people. B. Surviving danger, choosing presence. Another lived experience borders on heroism and spiritual witness. In the Chuquicañas during the 1980s, Peru was being torn by internal conflict. Guerrilla movements like the Sendero Luminoso were active, and violence was widespread. Prevost, working as a young priest, was warned to leave or risk being killed. A bomb attack even destroyed the church door. Yet he stayed, not because he was reckless, but because he believed his presence mattered. Locals recall his willingness to share risk, to live simply, to pray in chapels with broken windows, to walk flooded streets with his parishioners. These acts were not supernatural in the sense of miracles, but they carried a supernatural witness of sacrificial love, presence in darkness, and trusting God amid fear. Spirituality in the small, Corpus Christi and the people. The more subtle supernatural is found in the way he carried daily spirituality into the hardship. While serving poor and remote communities, Prevost was known to pray the rosary during long journeys, to celebrate Mass whenever possible, and to bring consolation to families in times of poverty and disease. During the pandemic, when churches were shuttered, he took the consecrated host to the streets of Chiclayo on the feast of Corpus Christi. From the back of a truck, he offered Eucharistic presence to the faithful who could not attend Mass, especially the shut-in, the elderly, and the frail. In moments like that, we glimpse the supernatural already here. Christ walking with his people in simplicity through ordinary gestures. I offered this reflection as friends, we might ask together, do the truly supernatural events come in miracles or in the humble fidelity that keeps Christ present in daily life? In Peru, both kinds met in Robert Prevost, leaving a lasting imprint on the man who would become Leo XIV.
Yeah, no, it's a that it's that juxtaposition again, or well, the intersection really of faith and reason, right? And not just reason, reasonableness, but authentic courage, right? Human virtue that is put at the service of the other, really being a suffering servant. And it's obvious, watching Pope Leo celebrate the Mass. It is, I think that it is evident to those who watch that that moment when he elevates the host at the point of consecration, that there is a profound faith that motivates him. And I don't think that I ever actually saw Francis celebrating a mass. And maybe that's to my detriment. I never really saw that, but I do think that in the few times that I have seen images of Leo, there is something that is inspirational there, right? It's a real beauty and a visible love that he has for the sacrifice of the mass. And I think that that probably is what carried him through those moments of danger that you were speaking about in Peru, right? Love of the Eucharist, belief in the possibility of the miraculous that can move beyond we say, St. Thomas Aquinas would say, what our senses fail to fathom, right? Let us grasp by faith's assent, right? But every once in a while, our Lord is merciful to us and he breaches that veil. And he gives us not only a faithful sign, right, which is the bread and the wine, which are transubstantiated into his body and blood, but every once in a while, in a profound act of grace, he makes his actual flesh and his actual blood present to us. And so not only do we have Provost believing in that, or Pope Leo now believing in what our senses fail to fathom, but also in the belief that our Lord can move beyond that and intervene and bring a real natural, a material element to that. And then he brings that out, I mean, through those Eucharistic processions. It's a profound thing, for any priest to carry the Eucharistic host into the world. I think that that can only be read through a lens of hope.
I think it is great hope. It's great hope. And if for those who were tuning into this show and they thought they were going to get a screed on Leo, I should have given that disclaimer from the get-go. That wasn't we. I wasn't interested in them. I'm just not. And his Eucharistic piety is but one instance is why I couldn't go there in intellectual honesty. All right, friends, let's pick up the name of Leo. So there's history with that. Till then, my friends, fides, Hrace.